My Life Today, March 21. I will be a Christian at home, exercising self-control. Love doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Much may be gained by self-discipline in the home. Let each make life as pleasant as possible for the other. Cultivate respect in the speech. Preserve unity and love. Satan will have no power over those who fully control themselves in the home. We must have the Spirit of God, or we can never have harmony in the home. We cannot cherish home affection with too much care. For the home, if the Spirit of the Lord dwells there, is a type of heaven. Everything that would tend to mar the peace and unity of the family circle must be repressed. Kindness and love, the spirit of tenderness and forbearance, will be cherished. If one errs, the other will exercise Christ-like forbearance. He who manifests the spirit of tenderness, forbearance, and love will find that the same spirit will be reflected upon him. If Christ indeed is formed within the hope of glory, there will be union and love in the home. Christ abiding in the heart of the wife will be at agreement with Christ abiding in the heart of the husband. They will be striving together for the mansions Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him. Tender affection should ever be cherished between husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters. It is the duty of everyone in the family to be pleasant, to speak kindly. A house with love in it, where love is expressed in words and looks and deeds, is a place where angels love to manifest their presence and hallow the scene by rays of light from glory. Love should be seen in the looks and manners and heard in the tones of the voice. Self-control on the part of all the members of the family will make home almost a paradise.